Hello, and welcome to the Illinois Lawcast, a podcast about the wisdom, wit, and curiosity of the University of Illinois College of Law. I'm your host, Chris Davies, and thanks for tuning in to the final episode of Season 1. We appreciate everyone who has listened, watched, or shared these episodes. And as we continue to learn and grow in this podcast, we want to hear your comments and suggestions. You can share your opinion by emailing us at podcast@law.illinois.edu. This episode features 2025 graduates Bobby Manis and Vindy Murthy, two of the creators of Nomos Learning. Their product is an artificial intelligence-powered law school learning platform meant to help students get personalized feedback on their studies and prepare for exams. Their passion for this project was evident, and I'm grateful they shared their work with the podcast. Please note, our conversation is meant for informational purposes only and does not constitute an endorsement or an approval by the College of Law. I hope you enjoy my conversation with Bobby Manis and Vindy Murthy. Thank you both for joining me today. I'm excited to talk about Nomos Learning. Would you call it an AI tool? Is that the best way to describe it?
Like a law school study tool, yeah, powered by AI, yeah.
Cool. What really drove you to want to create this in the first place?
So it's something that I got really excited about because I was using AI to study all the time. I used it, really ChatGPT, to build out a study schedule for myself and then study, creating multiple choice questions and issue spotters. It took hours and hours and hours of learning how to do the right prompt engineering to try to get the right outputs. And I realized that, one, it wasn't always getting the answers right. It wasn't always giving me the feedback that I needed. And so I kept on refining, and that took a long time. And after doing really well 2 semesters ago using ChatGPT, I thought, this is great. How can I try to bring this to other students? And then I teamed up with a fantastic engineer, Harrison Grias, teamed up with Vindy, and we started building this out and are now pushing it out so students can use the same kind of tools without having to put in 50 hours to learn how to get the right outputs.
And I was really passionate about it because when I saw the tool, I realized that so much of my problem in my first semester of law school during exam season was that I kind of felt like I'd been thrown into the deep end, where I'd never seen an issue spotter, or I had in class and like an example for 20 minutes, but it really like didn't prepare me. And I was one of those students where my first semester, I did not do nearly as well as I'd hoped. And I think a lot of that was just kind of feeling like I didn't know how to get all of the thoughts out onto the page. And then my second semester, that was really the only thing I felt like I changed. I just learned how to write these exams, and then I did so much better. And I think now that the like hiring period has moved up for 1Ls and stuff, like, it is so much more imperative for them to sort of know what they're getting into and before they get to the exam and have that like final moment and have like a chance to get feedback before that.
Mm-hmm. So take me back one step here. What is your tool? You're mentioning things like issue spotters and things like that. What are these terms, and how does that work, and how does it help a law student?
So functionally, it has a couple different features, but the main one is an issue spotter workflow. So what it'll do is you put in the subject, any subtopics that you want, and it will create you your own issue spotter. And it'll do that for any length. So if you want to practice a full length one, it's got you. If you want just to practice a specific concept, it's got you. And then really kind of where the magic happens is that after you write in your response, it'll give you graded feedback, and it'll say, here's what you spotted, here's what you missed, here's the strengths, here's the organization, and it'll give you detailed feedback on how to improve your answers. So that's one of our features. And then we also have a case brief generator, if you'd like to talk about that.
Yep. So for the case brief generator, we allow students to put in the name of the case. They can put in the case citation, put in the class that it's for, and it will generate within a minute a case brief that includes case facts, the decision, and description of the holding, so that students are able to get a quick understanding of what the case looks like, what they're about to be reading. It's something that shouldn't replace reading cases, but can supplement it, especially helping students to see, what am I about to learn about, so they have a sense of it as they're getting into complicated, dense, challenging case text.
Yeah. And for students, this is something day one you're getting into in law school. It's something that they can use for all 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, I think the most value will probably be for 1Ls and 2Ls, because I think, you know, partially because those are some of the densest readings, but also because, I mean, a lot of what the issue spotter helps with is just being able to practice writing out your responses and writing out the rule, writing out the, like, just fully getting through an answer. So I think, especially for people who have never seen it or people who have never suffered through a 200-page reading, it's helpful to just have, like, an overview to kind of get you, kind of ease you into it, you know?
Yeah, I'd say it's especially helpful for classes where professors don't have a ton of example prompts. So some professors give out 20 or 30 sample exams. For First Amendment that we were both in, I don't think we had any sample exams. And so I was using AI to build out 20 or so prompts that I was just practicing over and over again. And this does exactly that. It makes it super easy for the student to be able to practice whatever they need.
And then he did go on to Cali First Amendment, which was...
That went well. but it was just because I practiced a lot.
Yeah. And so the First Amendment class was obviously one example. Any other examples where, you know, you were beating your head against a wall or something that really made you want to do this, to make this tool to help you out?
I think it wasn't about any other really single class, but because in every single class where I did well, I practiced a lot. And for classes I didn't do as well as I wanted to is because I didn't get the reps in. And so I saw there's a pattern, especially 1L, and that helped me to, one, practice more, and then two, think through trying to build this.
And I feel like in a lot of classes, like if there aren't practice exams, I'm not the kind of student who goes like out of my way to find a way to, like, I didn't go through hundreds of lines of ChatGPT to like make myself. So like having a tool like this, I really wish I'd had this as a 1L because I really could have used the practice. And even now, like, I use the case brief generator pretty much every day just because it helps me get through some of the readings a lot faster, just having like an overview, especially because I mean, it's a free tool, which is nice because I think especially 3Ls are not paying most often for like some of the resources that are already out there because they're like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. And I think AI is exciting and scary, but something that I started using, I think, pretty early for studying. Whereas Vinny, you were more of a skeptic. And I'm glad we like kind of got you into the world because now you're a leader for it.
Yeah, I was a deep skeptic, actually. I was very, very against the idea entirely. But then I think, but that's part of what Nomos really like changed my mind about when I first like started to get involved is because I was like, this is not being used to replace anything. It's not being used to replace teachers or TAs or any learning. It's giving you a chance to practice. It's giving you a chance to be a better student. Like, it is a tool that you can use to improve, but it's not doing the learning for you. It's not answering any questions for you that you shouldn't already be answering in your classes. Like, it's there to help you. It's not there to teach you. And I think that's really kind of the difference between a lot of how AI people, I think skeptics are worried AI is going to be used versus how Nomos is meant to be used.
Right. And you said it doesn't replace your reading. You're still digging into those large texts. This is just guiding you through that.
Yeah. It does a really good job of just sort of giving you the overhead so that you know what you're going into. And I think especially for like longer readings, it's nice to be like, okay, I know what I'm looking for. I kind of just know what the main idea is before I have to get through it all. Yeah, it's definitely made me more of a reader. I will say, I think having the chance, like having my readings go quicker has definitely made me a much better student at doing my readings.
And you mentioned being an AI skeptic, and when you're on social media, sometimes it's hard to avoid seeing AI fails or something like that, where they're telling you the origin of something and it's completely made up. How did you make sure that your tool isn't doing that, isn't telling people about fake Supreme Court cases or precedent, things like that?
So we've done a few things. One thing is when we are providing feedback to students, we are giving general explanations of the law and trying to do less citations of cases. Because every once in a while, Nomos learning, just like anything else, will hallucinate. And so what we're trying to do is reduce that as much as possible and make sure that it is safe, students can trust it, and that it's going to be helpful to students. And then, Vinny, do you want to talk about the case brief generator? Because that's a really cool thing we've done.
Yeah, so as Bobby was saying, like any AI tool has the propensity to hallucinate. So what we've done with the case brief generator is that we've linked it to Court Listener, which has like full all of the cases. So when you pull up a case and you're reading it, if you know, I mean, based on what class you're in, you should kind of have some idea of what the case is supposed to be about. If you're looking at it and you're like, maybe this is the wrong case. We have it linked, so you can just click on, it'll take you like directly, it's hyperlinked, it'll take you to Court Listener. You can go through the full case and make sure that that is the right case. And that's especially helpful for cases where there's, you know, there's a million like US v. Whites, like you can make sure you have the right one. And if you don't, you can look through the actual case brief and be like, oh, okay, this is not the right one that I'm looking for. But having it linked to an actual, like having it linked to the actual briefs of the cases really does help reduce the error, because it allows, first of all, it allows it to pull from something that is a legitimate, like legal source, not just kind of the wide, wide world of the internet. And then second of all, it also gives students a chance to be like, if they're reading something and they're like, hey, maybe this is the wrong case, it gives them a chance to just immediately go to the case, skim through it and be like, oh, this is the wrong one. And then if you put in the citation, you're much more likely to just get the right case. And you could be like, okay, now I have, now I have what I'm looking for.
And you had this reviewed with other students and tested, yeah, and before you were able to bring it out to make it public?
Yeah, I think a really important part of the process was professor testing and student testing, mm-hmm, because it was always meant to be like by law students for law students. And it was always meant to be something that students found helpful. And the number one question students had was, will my professors like hate me for using this, you know? So we met with all like a bunch of different professors in the law school across a variety of subjects. And we showed them the tool. We showed it to them for subjects they were covering in their classes. And we said, like, how does this prompt look? How does this feedback look? And they gave us feedback early on saying, like, here's details that I would put in my issue spotters. Here are like things I would want to mention in the feedback that I think is useful for students. And we incorporated all of that feedback to give students a tool that really does kind of reflect what professors are looking for, which is kind of the goal at the end of the day, since they're the ones grading.
Yeah, one of the most vindicating things was having professors look at the prompts, the feedback on a like fake answer from a student. And when they read the feedback, we had multiple professors say, yeah, that's pretty good. Or I would say that. And there are some professors who were saying to us, we would love to use this as a tool in our class, whether it be for something like an ungraded midterm or another way to have students practice and then come to us to get feedback. So it was exciting to, one, hear from the experts who really know the law that it was getting things right and they could really see it being helpful to their own students in their 1L classes.
Yeah, because a lot of the professors we talked to, like, no one wants to have feedback all come at once during finals day. But when you have a 75 person class, you can't give individual personalized feedback because it would just take forever. There's like no real time in the semester when that would make sense. And a lot of professors expressed interest in saying, hey, this gives students a chance to get some feedback. And it streamlines the process a little bit for them. If they want to look at feedback that a student's already received and incorporated, that might take them 10 minutes to just meet with a student about it versus taking 45 minutes to go through an ungraded midterm per student. So it's really kind of streamlining it for them a little bit if they want to incorporate the tool.
Has there been any individual professor or any class that you've taken here that have really helped you in the development of this?
So two professors who I think helped really spread the word were Professor McLean and Professor Carr, who both did not endorse the product, but said that we could have a chance to talk to their students for 5 minutes, mm-hmm, showing off, like demonstrating what Nomos can do. So it was great to, one, get their feedback in sessions just with those professors, and then two, be able to connect with students and tell really all the 1Ls across the law school, here is another tool that can be helpful to you.
That's great. And it's great that the professors are offering you the chance to share this. How has the reaction been among the students that you've shared this with so far?
I mean, I think the students have been pretty excited about it. I think it's sort of nice to have like a tool that's like for Illinois students only right now. And also I think finding out, especially for the 1Ls who are very concerned about grades and concerned about how the semester is going to turn out, having something that can help them practice, I think, is really kind of alleviating some of those concerns. I worked as a career advisor last year for students, and one of the biggest concerns that I got was like, I don't know what I'm going to do if my grades don't get better, and I don't really know how to fix it. And like, because at that point, they kind of just felt like everything that was going to help them was already out there. So I think a lot of students seem really excited about this sort of new thing that might help them work out that last bit of exam prep that they just kind of couldn't get before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been exciting. We've been showing students, some that we know, some that are our friends, some that we don't know at all. And when we've done the issue spotter, we've had people say like, wow, like that's actually great. Especially it's been fun showing 2Ls and 3Ls where friends of ours are saying like, I wish I had that. Yeah. So it's been good to get that feedback. And also we're getting critical feedback where people say, well, what about this? Could it do this? And some of those features we have, some of those we are building for the future. So it's been great to just get the feedback and learn from everyone.
Yeah. And I think it's been really interesting to sort of start off with, I mean, this concept only existing in our heads to now like having people be like, yeah, I see people using it in class. I know I sometimes I'll look and I'll see someone who has it up and I'll see people using it. And it's really cool to just sort of see it make its way through the law school. It's been a really cool process.
Cool. And you both are graduating this month. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is this something you can use to help study for the bar exam as well?
So we haven't built it for the bar exam.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that we could look into for the future. But right now, we really just want to focus on getting students ready for their finals and getting them through with their classes.
You talked about a little bit of what you have planned here. Can you tell me more about what your long-term or well, short-term, long-term plans are for this program?
Yeah. So in the short term, we want to make sure students do well on their finals this semester. We're getting feedback. We have probably more than a majority of the 1Ls have logged in and tried Nomos in one way or another, which we're really excited about.
Yeah.
We want to get their feedback after finals, keep on improving Nomos learning, and then really start spreading out to schools across the state here in Illinois and across the country. So that's the plan right now.
Yes. So right now, I think Illinois is always going to be kind of our home base. This is always going to be where it started. But we're looking into branching out to other law schools and kind of providing that same help for everyone around the country soon enough.
And is this something you see as an entrepreneurial thing where it could, you know, it'll be a long-term commitment for you and your other co-founder?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we're still trying to figure out exactly what it will look like because we're both going to firms after this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we're excited because I think that we're bringing like skills and value to where we're going because we have this kind of new, different experience trying to create something that helps students to study. So I'm excited about that for future law practice. And I think that Nomos Learning can really grow and become something helpful across the country.
Yeah. And we're also just sort of figuring out like what direction we're taking it in. I mean, every person we talk to has like some idea of like interest or wants to get involved in it somehow. So like they're, you know, I don't think we anticipated the professors that we spoke to being just so involved and so excited about the product. So that's definitely something we're looking at. I know like people have asked us about bar prep. Like, so there's a lot of different directions we could go. I think Bobby makes a good point. We're like going to firms after this. So there's definitely going to be some amount of just figuring out what the next direction is. But for now, I mean, we're mostly just trying to make it so that student, like law students have a way to get the feedback at the practice that they need.
Yeah. I'm going to say the Illinois law community has been really helpful. Yeah. One, students using it, trying it, giving us feedback, but also think about a few other professors like Professor Winship that we met with,
yeah.
Professor Randall Green that we met with, who have been giving us advice, helping us to connect with people in the Illinois community and beyond the Illinois community, talking about opportunities with COSAD and with other institutions here at the university, even beyond the College of Law. Mm-hmm. I feel like everyone's really come to say, how can we be helpful? Here's what we think. Take what you want, drop what you don't. And I really appreciated that.
Yeah. Is there any bit of advice or work from our business law, like Professor Winship that you mentioned, that was more valuable than others in particular?
Something I've been thinking that is, I think, broader is just to try to start something. I think for 3 years, we're here at Illinois Law, and I'm so excited that we've started to build this with others here at the school, with Harrison outside of the school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a fun way to spend our time to learn a lot more about how the law works and how business operates. So I think like law school is a great time. I really like it. And filling it with friends that you get to make really great memories with and also interesting opportunities like creating a company is something that everyone should do.
Yeah. And the professors have been really good about giving us advice. I mean, a lot of the initial advice we got was just how to kind of make the tool something that really does help students. And then a lot of the business advice has been, you know, how to go to other law schools, I think, has been the big question of, you know, our home base has been very supportive and like very helpful. But moving on to different schools, we've definitely had professors suggest getting in touch with like the library departments at other schools, treating this like a research tool, treating this like basically who to talk to at other schools who would be helpful to us, how to sort of branch out from this model. So I think we've had a lot of helpful advice on kind of how to monetize this when that time comes, and in other law schools, kind of how to get the word out.
Cool. And speaking of getting the word out, if someone wants to use this,
yeah,
what do they need to do?
So at least for now, it is totally free.
Mm-hmm.
All they have to do is go to nomoslearning.com. That's N-O-M-O-S learning.com and use login using a Google account and you can get in and start right away. You can use it as much as you want.
It'll save all of your old exams if you want to review them with like a professor or a TA. It'll hold on to all of them and it'll keep everything there for you. So it'll just be your own personal space.
Very cool. Is there anything else about your platform or your time here that you'd want to make sure to include?
Something that I really liked. I think I got into this AI world, especially because I connected with Professor Faye Jones, mm-hmm. who teaches a class on AI and the law and studies it. And so connecting with professors who are doing work in areas you're interested in, whether it be AI or otherwise, is really helpful. Professor Jones has been a great mentor, talking to us about the product, but also just helped me to learn more about AI and the law broadly. So finding those professors that do work you want to do, I think is really helpful.
And I think I would say to my fellow skeptics out there who kind of see AI as something to sort of, I was definitely more of like, I'm not going to get into this. I think they're finding out ways to make this useful and finding ways to incorporate AI in a way that is helpful to you and is not trying to replace anything that already exists in your life is a really helpful way to move forward. I mean, I think the way that the legal field is heading, there's definitely going to be AI in the workplace. We're all starting to see that in our firms, that they're incorporating AI into the work that we're doing. It's definitely going to be helpful to have some knowledge of how to use it effectively. And I think that as much as they're like, is a natural resistance, I think, especially in the legal field when it comes to technology, no one's accusing us of being ahead of the curve. But I think it's important to at least like give it a shot, try to see how to make that work for you and see if there's a way to get comfortable with a tool that you will very likely have to use in the future instead of kind of just hoping that it'll go away, because I think it's pretty much here to stay, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would advise my fellow skeptics to just keep an open mind and try it out and see if you really can get some value out of it, because that's what I did. And I really will say, I think it is so, so valuable. And I've seen so many students who have genuinely felt like this has helped them so much. And yeah, I think there's a world where there's a way to make this path a good one going mm-hmm. forward.
Awesome. Dindi, Bobby, thank you very much for sharing
this. Thank you.
Yeah. Wish you guys the best of luck with the Nomos Learning, with graduation and your careers beyond that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Once again, thank you to Bobby Manis and Vindi Murthy for sharing their work on Nomos Learning. As a reminder, this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute an endorsement or approval by the College of Law. Please contact Nomos Learning for answers to questions regarding its content. Thank you to all of our listeners for taking time to listen throughout this first season. The Illinois Lawcast is available on all major podcast platforms, and video episodes are available on YouTube. If you have comments or suggestions, once again, our email is podcast@law.illinois.edu. This episode was recorded, mixed, and edited by me, Chris Davies. Special thanks to Kelly Moss for our album art, and Krista Getke for her help in the editing process. Until next season, thank you for listening to the Illinois Lawcast.